Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. Then I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it's on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan, or the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AMTheFan. Thanks for listening and being a part of our day. Okay, the NFL has handed down some fines in the fallout of the Shedeur Sanders prank call.
Ooh, buddy.
It's a doozy.
It is.
The Atlanta Falcons, as an organization, have been fined $250,000. And defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich has been fined $100,000 personally for the, failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the NFL draft.
OPSEC, baby.
Meaning... Jax Ulbrich, who is Jeff Ulbrich's son, he found his dad's iPad that had the master list of all of the phone numbers for guys to call, and that's where he got Shedeur Sanders' phone number from.
On that note, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was, I can't remember, I want to give credit, but somebody mentioned this yesterday. Because Shedeur didn't have an agent controlling this, Shedeur's number was blasted out to basically everyone in the league.
Yes.
Which is not supposed to happen. Because an agent will typically control that.
Yeah.
And they will limit where it goes to and who has access to it.
Like, they give the phone... Well, yeah. All of the guys have their phones, but this was a quagmire...
Of epic proportions.
On all sides.
Yes.
And... There's two reasons why this whole thing got to the point where a franchise is getting fined $250,000 and a coach is getting fined $100,000.
That's a lot of allowance money for Jax.
Yeah, he's going to have a tough time paying that one off. But that's a very tough conversation. Jeff Ulbrich had a press conference today where he was like, he owned up to it. Was like, dude, my bad. This is on me.
I'm going to murder my son, but this is on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's in his own home. It's his own iPad. Like, his son screwed up. And, look, I was actually part of a draft prank call one time.
Oh.
Yeah. The year was 2007. Mm. Well, I wasn't a part of it. It happened at my house, though, that I was at.
Oh, you told me this. Yeah.
The year was 2007. And the NFL draft was going on, and that would be the year where the Raiders had the number one overall pick and drafted Jamarcus Russell.
Would we have to do that?
Well, yeah, we do. It's a tone setter here. This is back in the days when the first day of the draft was only a 2-day event, and day one was the first and second rounds. By the way, that draft, it may be one of the best drafts of all time.
Yes.
Calvin Johnson, Joe Thomas, LaRon Landry, Adrian Peterson, Patrick Willis, Marshawn Lynch, Darrell Revis, Lawrence Timmons, Michael Griffin, Reggie Nelson, Dwayne Bowe, Brandon Merriweather, John Beeson, Anthony Spencer, Joe Staley, Ben Grubbs, Greg Olsen. Those were just the first rounders that were Pro Bowlers.
Yeah. Multiple Hall of Famers. And the Raiders didn't get one of them.
No. But I was having some pops with my buddies in college. And that night, second round ended up, Sabby Piscitelli was taken by the Buccaneers, and then the Raiders were going to have the first pick of the third round. A teammate of mine, he was like, you know what? We got a guy on the team who, for whatever reason, this guy thought he was going to get drafted. And he goes, it's so far out of the realm of possibility. Let's just call him and say the Raiders are going to take him with the first pick of the third round. He did, and this guy bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. We didn't think anything of it. We had a couple laughs, whatever. And then we end up going to the bars that night. And lo and behold, this guy's like, the Raiders are going to take me in the third round. We were like, no. Telling everybody. That was, I mean, that was an NAIA guy just not understanding it. And it was a harmless prank. Well, it actually wasn't harmless because the guy who did it ended up, he was a GA. So he got suspended for a while. But it was.
How did he take it? The guy that thought he was going to get drafted?
Not well.
No.
Not well. Well, he took it far better than his parents. He called his parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a mess. It was not good. It was one of those situations where I was like, oh, boy. But it was like when all of this was happening, I was like, yeah, that's college kids. They're going to do it, right? You mentioned this yesterday and probably on Monday where, you know, Kevin Love's number was sent out to entire university's student sections, right?
He had to turn his phone off for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. College kids are going to do dumb college kids stuff. And where this gets out of control is that Jax Ulbrich and his buddies posted the video online of it happening.
Yeah.
Like, that is number one.
The clout chasing.
And he was right there, and they saw his, you could see his face. And it's something that you always go, oh, yeah, regret doing that. Like, that's
also
not a good thing.
The dude on the phone in pure 20-year-old voice, hey, yeah, no, this is, Mickey Loomis,
yeah,
from the New Orleans Saints. Like, rehearse it a little bit, man.
Yeah, wasn't great.
It's bad.
But that is the reason why the Falcons are getting hit, Ulbrich's getting hit, because you got to nip this thing in the bud, right? And the NFL is going. And look, even to Jeff Ulbrich, $100,000 is a drop in the hat. That's a lot of money. But
I'm sure he's not thrilled about it.
He's not. But
he did donate to charity, though. It's a nice little write-off.
Very well compensated he is. But this is the thing. It's not just a Shedeur Sanders, and it's becoming this massive story because Shedeur Sanders, his precipitous drop was documented by everybody. Yeah. And it makes it like a joke into something that is cruel.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think they said the 5 different players got prank calls during this cycle.
This is where you go, all right, because of the profile of what happened, Shedeur Sanders, Josh Connerly admitted he got pranked in his press conference with the Commanders. Abdul Carter said today. Tyler Warren got multiple prank calls.
Mason Graham.
Kyle McCord.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Got a couple of them. Mason Graham got a couple. And then there was a 6th-round pick out of UConn named Chase Lunt, who got 5.
Good God.
He got 5 different prank calls of teams from different numbers saying that they were going to draft him. So the idea that Shedeur was the only one is...
He was unfairly targeted and all this stuff. No, there's
a lot of guys that had that happen. Now, that doesn't make it right by Jax Ulbrich.
No.
Doesn't make it... Here I am almost 18 years later, almost 20 years later. Doesn't make it right that it happened at my house, right? But it's something that I think if you go back and you were to ask a bunch of guys in locker rooms, there'd be probably 1 or 2 guys in every locker room in the NFL that's like, yeah, that happened. You know, especially in the cell phone era where the numbers are circulated the way they are now. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
But the idea that Shedeur was the only one, it's not true. It happens all the time, and it's been happening for a really long time.
It's not harmless.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is, like, look, kids will be kids, and Lord knows the list of stupid things that I've done in my life are a mile long. And to be fair, a lot worse than this.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it any better.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like the guy, I do feel bad for Shedeur. Now, he bought into it because of his dad, but he did buy into it. But it's also the onus is more on Dion than it is on Shador because he's the kid here. And yeah. People can say, oh, he's a grown man. No, he's not. Every time I walk in that Blazers locker room and I realize that every one of those guys in there, with the exception of like Jeremy and Ant to an extent, Rob,
yeah,
DA, and Tease, they're all kids. Well, I guess two now too, but they're all kids. And you talk to them and you realize, yeah, they have millions of dollars and they're very successful and they're the top of what they do and all those things. They're still kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's messed up. It just is.
Yeah.
Period, point blank.
Especially when you don't know the guy.
Yeah. Well, that's why they do it. Because you're distance.
Yeah, at least we knew the guy.
Yeah.
There
was some penance and pound of flesh that you had to pay for. Now, there's some penance and a pound of flesh here for Jax Olbrich. I wonder if they're going to catch the other guys.
Well, they all know who they are, and apparently Jax Olbrich is a D3 football player.
Mm-hmm.
He does not go to Ole Miss, which was widely reported.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming that they were teammates of his, friends of his. They're going to be hell to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
How much did you have to run?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Did you roll?
No. No. It was a bunch of, you do all the stuff you never want to do.
Mm.
Yeah. but this is a good point by B-Rod. So many prank calls, then why? That's why the big fine. And for one guy to get five prank calls, who do you piss off? Or was it a jerk? Or is he a jerk too? I don't know. He's an old lineman, so I figure that...
Probably pretty normal, dude.
Probably pretty normal. Or, I mean, you can go one of two ways.
Definitely not normal.
Yeah, you can go one of two ways. You can either be the best person or the worst.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know about Chase Lunt. What I imagine is that Chase Lunt, it was a bunch of people, because he went to UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody hates UConn enough to do that.
Especially
like
UConn football.
Like, nobody hates UConn football
that UConn basketball?
Much.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But I bet it was just his number circulated around campus, and it was people just messing with him on campus. But the big fine is because it's starting to get out of hand, and we know the copycat nature of it. It's going to happen all the time next year.
And that's why they're trying to stamp this out so hard.
Yeah, and to have it be from one of your defensive coordinators in the league, that's where they drop the hammer on them. And $250,000 as a fine for a team is significant.
Yeah, isn't the most that they can levy $500?
Yeah, that's the Robert Kraft fine. There,
and that's the most that is allowed for among the owners.
Yeah, which is also ridiculous because they're all billionaires, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them,
except for Bengals owner.
Yeah, and maybe Mark Davis too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, in that 2007 draft, you want to read some more names of guys that?
Sure, go ahead. Cripple me some more.
All right, Sidney Rice, Lamar Woodley, Eric Weddle, Zach Miller. Paul Podlinski, the Penn State linebacker, remember him? Jacoby Jones, Marshall Yanda. Dude, yeah, there was some...
legitimate Hall of Famers.
It's a ridiculous... like, Deshaun Goldson was a fourth-round pick. There was... that draft was absolutely bonkers, dude.
If I remember right, it's the 07 and 08 NFL drafts that, for the Raiders... had they basically gone any other direction, they could have had multiple Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Because the Raiders took Darren McFadden, and you had a lot of really good players taken basically right after him.
In 08?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nearly as good, but like you had Keith Rivers and Gerard Mayo and Ryan Clady, Jonathan Stewart, Joe Flacco.
Well,
Aqib Talib, like you just go down the list, and you're Dwayne Brown. You're like, oh my god.
Let's just go through the top 12 picks. Where of 07, where Jamarcus Russell was drafted number one overall.
Oh yeah,
I mentioned Calvin Johnson went second.
Hell, go to 14 just so you get four Hall of Famers.
Joe Thomas went third.
Mm-hmm.
Gaines Adams went fourth. She was productive for the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Levi Brown went fifth. LaRon Landry went sixth. Adrian Peterson went seventh. Jamal Anderson, the defensive end, not the running back, went eighth. Ted Ginn Jr. went ninth. Amobi Okoye went 10th. Patrick Willis went 11th. Marshawn Lynch went 12th. Adam Carriker went 13th, and then Darrell Revis went 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think outside of Levi Brown and Amobi Okoye,
every other team did well.
Every single player there would have been a better pick than Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. I mean, Carriker was a good player.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I
said. Is the worst guy on that list when you take out Levi Brown and Okoye, Ted Ginn Jr.? Probably.
Yeah. 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 That was a good draft, man.
I mean, it's an all-timer.
Yeah. Quite literally. Yeah. One of the best of all time.
You had four Hall of Famers in the first 14 picks.
Yeah.
That's bonkers.
Does it make you feel any better, though, that Brady Quinn was the second quarterback off the board? Like, you guys needed a quarterback, and you took the one that you're like, I guess.
Yeah.
The other quarterbacks were Kevin Cobb, John Beck, Drew Stanton. Yeah.
It was a god-awful quarterback draft.
Yeah. So you guys did okay. With Jamarcus Russell. Check that DVD, baby. All right. Let's get back to the NBA playoffs, because we had quite the conundrum of fans, actually anybody watching basketball, with the way Tom Thibodeau handled
oh my god
the final 2.5 minutes of the basketball game. Danny Dusty on the Fan.